Let us turn our thoughts this morning to Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 25. We'll read verse 24. And of Asher he said, "Let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be." In this section of history, Old Testament history, we find the children of Israel had now reached what we call a watershed in their history. Great changes were now going to take place. They were on the borders of the Promised Land. All they had to do now was to cross over this river Jordan. They would be into the Promised Land, and all lay before them that God had promised. But as they looked forward to that, there were still many difficulties ahead of them. A lot of trouble that they would encounter in the way. And as Moses now comes to the end of his long life, it has been a successful life, but a very trying life and a very hard life. He gathers all the children of Israel together, and over each of the different tribes he pronounces a blessing. And as he comes to the tribe of Asher, he says to Asher, "May God make you a splendid tribe. May God bless you with children. May you be acceptable to your brethren. And may God also," he says, "make you a rich tribe. May he allow you to dip your foot in oil." And then he goes on to give them a word of comfort and a word of assurance. "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be." He seems to say to them, "You've got a road to travel. It's going to be a difficult road. Ordinary shoes won't do. You will need shoes that will last out on this journey that you have to take. But," says Moses to them, "I give you this assurance in the name of God. Your shoes will be iron and brass. And however like the days may be, or however long the days may be, God will give you the strength that you need." Ah, you say, that's a beautiful promise, that's a wonderful promise, isn't it? Ah, but you say that was just given to a tribe that's now extinct, and it was for people of long, long ago. It has nothing to do with me. I say this to you, it has everything to do with you. Because this is one of God's promises. And remember this, that all the promises of God, as we are told in the Bible, all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. In other words, every promise that God makes, God pronounces over it his amen in Christ Jesus. So that if I have Christ Jesus as my Savior and my friend, then the promises that God has made are promises made to me. And what is God saying to me today? What is God saying to you if your trust is in Christ? He is saying you've got a road to take. You need equipment for the road. And you need strength for the road. And haven't we all got a road to take? And do we not all need the equipment to enable us to negotiate that road that we've got to take? Do we all not need the strength that God can give us to be able to overcome on that road? Let us just think for a little while of the road that we have to take. As far as the children of Asher was concerned, we can describe the road that they had to take as a rough road. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And these words surely infer the character of the road that they had to negotiate. It was going to be a rough road. They needed strong, long-lasting shoes. Dr. Alexander Stewart, who was once the minister of St. Columba Free Church in Edinburgh, preached a sermon on this text. It's in his book called Shoes for the Road. And I quote from him. He tells us with regard to Asher's inheritance, he says that it included a stretch of rocky coast extending from Carmel to Sidon. And if you look at a map of Palestine, you will see Carmel in the north, Sidon in the south, and down that rocky stretch of coast, that was the part allotted to Asher. And he goes on, it was a region in which traveling was difficult. The wayfaring man had to pass through rough places, at one time having to climb over great boulders of rock which lay across his path, at another having to tread on sharp edged stones. On a road like that, you needed good shoes, didn't you? A road strewn with boulders. A road full of sharp stones that could cut and bleed your feet. They say that this is the mistake that the tourists make who come up to these parts and who think that all they have to do is to climb one of these high mountains in the ordinary shoes that they wear along the streets there. And then these poor people, when they discover themselves getting halfway up the mountains, their feet are sore, they become blistered, and their shoes are beginning to break up. Because, you see, they don't have the equipment. And that is what it's like sometimes on the road of life. Sometimes on the road of life, everything seems to be calm and peaceful and quiet. And yet on other parts of the road that we have to go on, there are these rough stretches. And there are the great boulders. And we ask ourselves, why has God put this boulder in front of me? And why are these sharp stones there to cause me the pain and the distress that they cause me? Why is it that my way is unpleasant? Why is it that my way has to be so miserable? And we ask these questions. Because the road that we have to travel, so often it is a rough road. Well, then on a road like that, God comes to us and he says to us, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. If you put your trust in me, I will equip you for this road. I will help you on this road. I will give you the grace and the strength for this road that you have to go. And sometimes, too, the road that we have to go on can be a hazardous road. Dangers, perils, all along the way. And one of the great benefits of having shoes of iron and brass is this, that the feet of the traveler along the road that is hazardous, the feet of the traveler are well protected. Now, if you go along some of our highland highways, maybe not so much round about these parts, but I know in the west, and I remember as a student being sent to the island of Mull to do some services there. And as we were going over one of the hills, the man who was traveling with me said, oh, this is the hill of the snakes. He said it to me in Gaelic. The hill of the snakes. I said, what does it mean? Why was it called the hill of the snakes? Oh, well, he said, you see, in the summertime we get these adders, and they come out onto the road, and you will see them there sunning themselves. And you've got to be very careful with the adders. They can be poisonous. And there are some parts of the world where you daren't walk along some of the highways because of the poisonous insects, the poisonous reptiles. And they can inject their deadly poison into your feet. And once they've done that, the course of the poison begins its way through the body. You might say to me, well, what does this mean? What are you talking to us like this about? Because we are not subjected to these kinds of perils today, are we? But isn't there a greater peril than that of the poisonous insect or the reptile? What about the devil? He's called that old serpent. He's called the dragon. And there, as we go along the highway of life, there is the devil, the dragon, ready to dart out upon us, inject his poison into us. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. You know, we have to be protected from the devil, from the wiles of the devil, from the poison of sin. And the only way that we can be protected from the devil and from the poison of sin is to have the protection that God gives. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. But not only is the road dangerous that we have to travel, as well as testing and rough, but isn't it a tiring road? And this is suggested in the words of promise, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And we can well understand how these people of Asher, as they made their way over their territory, must have wondered, is it always going to be like this? Have we always got to negotiate these boulders and these stones? Have we always got to be on the lookout against these poisonous things that are in the way of life? Yes, the road can be tiring. And with all the hardships, and with all the cares, with all the toil, with the temptations, with the sin that we have to contend with the weariness, there sometimes comes a time when we say to ourselves, is it always going to be like this? Is life always an uphill struggle? Is life always going onwards and upwards all the time against all the odds and all the difficulties? Yes, the way is like that, right to the very end. It never gets easier. You may have had a bereavement, but be sure of this, you'll have another. You may have had a bout of sickness, be sure of this, you'll have another. You may have met with some crisis in life. Be sure of this, you'll meet with another. Your family may have proved to be a problem to you. Be sure of this, they will prove to be a problem to you all through. Simply because there are always the tensions in life. And simply because sometimes an older generation fails to understand a younger generation, and a younger generation fails to understand an older generation. And there are always these problems, whether they have to do with our domestic scene or whether they have to do with our own personal lives. There are these problems, and they're always there. You say you don't make life easy for us. No, I can't. I haven't found it easy myself. And those whom I meet, I find that they don't find it easy. It's not like drifting away into a dream world life where everything is airy-fairy and rosy. No, rather, when you look out at life, it is full of these difficulties and sometimes these unpleasant things. But here is the promise that I leave with you, that I get from God's holy word. It's this: thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. In other words, here is the equipment for the road. Shoes of iron and brass. These are strong shoes. Shoes of durable quality. On this road, ordinary footwear would soon wear out. But shoes of iron and brass will never wear out. Shoes of iron and brass will last out on any road. And that's the kind of quality of footwear that God promises his people. You remember Paul, in describing the armor of the Christian in his great letter to the Ephesians, he says this, that among all the other things that they are to have on them, the breastplate, the helmet, the sword, the shield, he says, see that your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In other words, by having Christ Jesus and by walking in his ways, we will be able to surmount all the difficulties and overcome all the trials of life. This is what Isaiah says about the coming of Jesus. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Isn't that wonderful? Here I have to go down into a valley. It's dark. It's dreary. If I am walking with Christ, then this valley shall be exalted. Here I come to this hill. I wonder, how am I going to climb this hill? And God comes to me and he says to me, if you are walking with Christ, every mountain and hill shall be made low. Here I come to a road that is crooked. I wonder, how am I going to get along that crooked road? And God comes to me and he says to me, if you are following my son, if you are walking in the ways of my son, that crooked road shall be made straight. And here is this rough way that I have to go over. And God says to me, you will make it, because it will be made smooth if you are following Jesus. And we can describe these shoes as powerful shoes, shoes of iron and brass. You can trample anything under your foot with them, can't you? A poisonous insect? A reptile? In other words, if I am equipped in this way, I can stand up to the devil. I can stand up to all the forces of darkness. I can stand up to all these powers of evil that are abroad in the world today. I say this, if you are following Christ, you needn't be afraid of the devil. You needn't be afraid of these forces of darkness that war against the soul. With Christ beside you, with Christ within you, with Christ around you, you can face it all. And these shoes, this equipment that God promises, it's sufficient for the road. It's equipment that never wears out. And I just leave you with the promise as we draw to a close in the service. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Here we are promised strength that will be constant. As thy days, whatever like the days, bright sunny days, oh, then the strength of God is with me. The strength of God is resting upon me. But what about the dark, cloudy days, the dreary days, the depressing days? Ah, well, the strength of God is still resting upon me. And so I can meet these days, whatever like the days may be. This is what Moses said to the children of Israel as he was just about to leave them. He says to them, I'm going to leave you. I'm going the way of all flesh. I'm going to die. Oh yes, the great man could say, I know you'll miss me. You'll miss my leadership. And the encouragement I've been to you. But don't be afraid of that, he says. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. You must, says Moses, look beyond me and away from me to the mighty God who is there. The God who is the eternal God, and whose mighty arms are underneath and round about his own covenant people. And when God is with us like that, then we can sing as we sometimes do in Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the seas, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, we will not be afraid. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. And we say this too, that the strength promised, it's not only a constant strength that is given, but it is a strength that will be given to the end of our days. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. If God only gives me a few days, then I'll get the strength for them. If he gives me many days, I'll get the strength for them. You might say, you know, I sometimes wonder what it's going to be like for me when I'm an old man, if God will spare me to be an old man or an old woman. When I'm left alone. When my contemporaries have gone from my side. When I've been left by my family. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. You see, there is this about the human, the physical being of man. As we get older, we get weaker. Isn't that true? The eye is not so clear as it used to be. There's not the same sparkle there in life. The footsteps begin to get feeble. As we were singing together in Psalm 102, our wanted strength and our force, they are abated in the way. And our days of life are shortened. But you know, it's not like that in the realm of the Spirit. In the realm of the Spirit, the older a Christian grows, the stronger he becomes, or so he should. Paul puts it like this: though our outward man perish, Yet our inward man is renewed day by day. There is something wonderful about a young Christian. The bubbling effervescence of his Christian life or her Christian life, it's wonderful to see, to experience. But there is a different kind of beauty and wonder about the old man or the old woman who has gone through many experiences of life. He's wise, she's wise. Not carried away like the young person. And there is a strength about that old Christian. And there is a stability. And there is a resoluteness. And you feel it in their presence. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. And so, friend, I leave it there with you. You've got a road to travel. You've come along it over these years. Today you say to me, the road that I've had to come, it's been pleasant in many places, but in other places it's been rough and troublesome. What can I offer you as far as the future is concerned? Not much, just this. That the road will still be pleasant in places and unpleasant in others. But I can give you this guarantee and this assurance that if your trust is in God, God will give you the strength and the equipment to negotiate the road that you have to go. And He will take you through life and present you at last faultless before Himself. But is there someone in this congregation this morning and you don't know what I've been talking about? You say, I don't find any strength from any place at all. I'm defeated by life. I'm overcome by its trials and by its problems. I'm overwhelmed and crushed. I point you to Christ. My Savior, my Lord, my Master, my Friend. I ask you to put your trust in this man, Jesus, who's not just man, but who is God and man in two distinct natures, one person forever. The God-man, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the light of the world. I say this to you, put your trust in Him, follow Him, and He will take you through this rough road, over this rough road that you have to travel. And at the end, He will take you home to His Father. And present you there before His Father, faultless, with exceeding joy. And He will say to His Father, this man, this woman, they put their trust in Me. And they haven't been put to shame. And I hand them over to you, to be in your home. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, we give Thee thanks for the promises of God that are yea and amen in Christ the Savior. May we know Jesus as our personal Savior and Lord, and on the road of life that we take, with the many problems that face us, with the trials, many tribulations, many a dark valley that we have to go into, many a crooked road that we have to negotiate, may we discover that with Christ all these things are smoothed out. And may we discover that with Christ by our side, the road no longer becomes long and dreary, but the road becomes pleasant and fair. Take us to our homes in safety. Come out with us in the evening. And all we ask is in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen.